Hi everybody, and welcome back to Mindlessful. This one is a little bit different. I am in the forest and I've just experienced a really divine, beautiful moment, and I let myself feel it, and then I was like, oh my god, I need to share this on the podcast. I know I use Instagram, but it just felt right to just share it here. I know there's lots of listeners who've been listening for a while, and you know, even I've got to connect with some of you from listening, and I feel like I know ye as well, even though some of ye I have never ever met. And you may hear the noise in the background, the trees, there's a little bit of drizzle, but it's absolutely beautiful. And I suppose in life there will be noise, there will be stuff going on, stuff that sometimes we have absolutely no control over. But within us, within the noise, within external things, there is a place within us that holds calm, that holds peace, that can actually hold us. And sometimes that's all we need. We need to be held. And I came into the forest with my two beautiful dogs, and I was held. And what does that mean? The trees, when I'm in nature, it just does something to me. I feel so at home. And in my head, well, I think it's actually more than my head, I could hear, are you here? Are you really, really here? And as I heard that, I really looked at the trees and I was like, I'm here, I'm really, really here. And at that minute, the sun came out and I could feel the sun on my face, and I felt present, I suppose. And when we feel that feeling of being present, it's just the most beautiful gift we can give ourselves. And I just really looked at the trees, and I've been in this forest many, many, many times. But when you're feeling present, when you're here, you see it again for the first time. And I got really emotional, but it was like my heart, just like, it was like nature was holding me. And I just was talking away to myself and I was like, I am exactly where I am supposed to be. But instead of just saying it, and I know we all do our affirmations, and if you listen back to some of my first episodes, you know, I help guide you to use them. But when you feel it, oh my goodness, I just, all this emotion, but really good. And I was like, oh my god. And I was just like, I am so lucky. Like, my eyes, I can see all this beautiful stuff before me. The trees, the sounds. The rain is getting a bit heavier now. And even that, sometimes we're so quick to, I suppose, judge the rain. We like the sun. But everything serves a purpose. And all of a sudden, I looked up and it before me, and I was just really captivated. I could feel all my body. I could feel all my senses were alive. And in front of me was a butterfly and a dragon flying around together. And I have never seen that. I don't think I have. no, I really don't. Not like that anyway. They were literally like the two of them were hanging out being like, how you know we've got this? And oh my goodness, it cracked me open even more. And I just felt so lucky. And sometimes we have to be reminded, you know, we have to give ourselves permission to slow down. And by helping others, we help them slow down. So by you giving yourself permission to slow down, you're helping everyone else around you. And anyone who knows about the dragonfly and the butterfly, the last chapter in my book was the symbolic between David helping me when he passed away to become the butterfly who was able to heal, to grow, who's continuing to do all those things. And I just felt like that was my angels, my guides, David being like, we've got you, hon. And wherever you are today in the world, no matter what you're going through, you are always so, so, so supported. But I want you to bring you back. And I want you to ask yourself, are you really, really here? Are you even here with me now? Are you really listening to my words? Can you really hear me? Or are you thinking about the clothes you have in the washing machine? Something you need to do this afternoon, this evening, whenever you listen to this. Can you give yourself permission to really, really be here now? And even if it's not listening to this, even later on today, can you give yourself permission to really, really be with a loved one? To really, really be in an activity? And the most important thing, and if you can gift yourself this, magic will flock into your life. Can you really, really, really give yourself time to just be with you? Because when you feel this, we are the most amazing beings. And we won't always feel this. You know, we are human beings and we've came here to experience everything life has to offer. And isn't it so funny? Can you hear my dog, Hope, barking? And like, I could delete this now. But it's symbolic that, you know, life will grant us challenges. Or, as I like to kind of bring them back, opportunities for growth. And now there's silence. She's had her bark and she's happy out again. Like, you have the ability to grow through anything. But the most amazing tool you can do is to give yourself moments in nature, moments to take those big deep breaths, opportunities to just be with you, to get to know you. Because the most important relationship you ever have here is with yourself. And in the last podcast, I shared, you know, my life, there's lots of changes again. But you know what? Right now, in this moment, I don't need to know what's coming down the line. And again, expectations set us up for failure. So know that wherever you are enough. You are loved. And you can do anything. And you've got a beautiful, beautiful spark inside you. And if you believe in you and you can light that spark, you can do anything. So bring yourself back today in whatever you do, because I know I'm going to do this for the next few days. Keep bringing myself back. Am I really, really here? Am I really, really here? And sending loads and loads of love. I have manifested an amazing new place to live. The universe just sent it into my path. So I have a few amazing people to bring on to the podcast. And yeah, sending loads of love. You're amazing. Have the best day. And you're always supported and guided.